Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
And I think I have the second line to the song, Mike. At the end of the week, when you have your shot, grab all the empanadas you've got.
Put them in a cupboard and put them away so you can start a brand new day. Because of my age, I hope for a slightly different relationship as he gets into his adolescence. Okay. I hope for
a caretaker.
Sapapo. Yeah, Sapapo.
With an S?
With an S. This is the way you're going to pronounce it. Yeah.
Revenga! Yeah. Let's go back to Scarface. Remember that when they're in the refugee camp? Revenga!
Yeah, revenge!
Whoever that actor was.
Revenge!
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I might have to put a request into my doctor to up my meds. It's just one of those weeks already. It's already one of those weeks.
Have you gotten your shot?
Huh?
Have you gotten your shot?
My shot for my weight loss?
Yes.
That'll be later on today.
I thought that was a Thursday.
It's funny he brings that up because that's the best. That's the absolute best part of my world right now.
That's the correlation, though. I'll tell you because I figured this out during the break. My mom gets cranky Yankee at the tail end of the last 2 days of her shot.
Because I will monitor
all of her cravings come back.
Forward. I will monitor that going forward.
And her abuse cycle of her children starts at a high level at the end of like those last 36 hours, not even 48 hours.
Do you really want to use the word abuse cycle? That sounds a little strong.
I'm sorry. Demands.
Okay.
Demand Better. Cycle.
Better. I want to talk about your parents during the show
please.
Today
please.
Anyway. But that is... When you say that, first of all, I'm saying, when you brought up the shot and I said, I wonder if that is something. Now, but that's the best part of my, you know, my role right now.
Yeah, but I'm
saying everything else is really just, I was so down last night. I was so bummed.
But the shot, and this is a free ad for your wife's business and
good.
Overall. So this is completely
She's
organic.
Chugging on it.
Completely organic. At the end of the week when you're due your shot. And by shot...
That almost sounds musical. At the end of the week when you're due your shot, you got it.
Yeah. That
like it
shot...
was very Sound of Music.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah, I noticed it too. Yeah.
May I continue?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. Hmm. That's when, for the 3 weeks we were with my parents, we could tell that my mom was starting to derail. And I'm not talking about to just derail on the way that, you know, she's derailing on her kids and demanding things, but she's derailing because we're seeing her in the kitchen for the majority of the day.
Mm.
Like swarming around
Bad
food?
Bad place
or?
To be.
Well, no, she's making food. She's eating food.
Well, I can say this. When you've been successful, you know psychologically that it's easy to get back on track because you know you have to. But I have to say also that when you have, God forbid, 2 days where you're not completely on track, it throws you for a loop.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That might be true. But I'm wondering, like, when you get to that point, I don't think so.
Are there any psychological warnings? I know there's a lot of warnings. There's no psychological warnings?
No.
Yeah, but it levels, but guys.
It's not the commercial I'm really looking for either.
It levels off your sugar levels, right? Like it helps you maintain your mood.
Which,
by the way, is a byproduct of mood.
Yeah. And I came home last night in a very... sad state of mind because of how horribly I play the game I love, and I love my game, and I like to, but I'm really just, when you shoot the highest score you've shot, which for me is a 98, when you're used to shooting in lower scores, it bugs you, even though it doesn't matter. On the large scheme of things, doesn't matter
no.
at all.
I got a Rube
to
question.
Anybody except me.
It's not a tumor.
A Rube question, Mike. Could it possibly be that you've been golfing for how long now? 30, 40
since
years?
Since my mid-20s.
Okay, so a long time. Mm-hmm. Could it be your different body shape?
No.
Changing the way that you golf?
No. Nope.
Are you sure?
Because my new body shape, I've
shot should be doing better.
Within 1 year, I've shot my lowest and my highest.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's that. You know.
Think I have the second line to the song, Mike.
Yeah.
At the end of the week, when you have your shot, grab all the empanadas you've got.
Put them in a cupboard and put them away so you can start a brand new day.
That's an effing winner.
You like that?
Somebody call.
You only got Eli, the shot, and Eli she's going to win. She put the shot on top of her skin.
Oh, my God. How many thousands of dollars did she waste for three months?
That was a great moment on the show.
Jeez. All right, truly
so
was.
The other factor that is more significant than golf, because golf, you let it roll off, and the great thing about it, you get to fight another day.
Yes.
And that's what makes it special. My kid, I said to somebody yesterday, is going to be an attorney because his skills of arguing are showing me what the next 5 to 6 years of my life are going to be like.
You must be so excited.
Well, it's going to get him far in life and get him what he wants.
Yeah, but it's rotten when they start arguing. Oh, it's the worst.
It's relentless. It's relentless. And we are nipping into the bud. I am being a proactive, take-no-crap parent.
Yeah.
But boy, oh boy, he's super smart.
Yeah.
And it just, you know... I think I understand back in the day and in different cultures, as Oscar has explained, why corporal punishment was an alternative because it's a tremendous time saver.
Yes,
there was tremendous time saver. There
was Have you ever spanked him?
Probably not.
Okay,
probably not. There was spanked my other kids too. Maybe gave Catherine a whack on the bottom in an airport one time when she ran.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
The lost art of El Sopapo.
What's that?
And that's a show title, by the way. El Sopapo. Where you would be mouthing off to your immigrant parent, and then like something out of an effing Bruce Lee movie, you just get the full palm and hand straight across the face. And it would shock you. So into submission, because you would think, oh, okay, that's over. Moving on with life.
And well, actually, if it was done in a public place in the United States of America, police could be called.
Yeah, oh my God. I can't tell you how many times at Wheaton Plaza in Silver Spring, I was sopapled in front of up against the wall because my mom wouldn't buy me that neon green suit for homecoming. And I was at, I'm
sure,
14. So
you're an older kid at this point.
Oh, yeah, because I started arguing.
How old, when was the last time you were
Zopapo? She beat me? The last time she beat me?
No, not beat you. I'm talking about the
full beating, probably around 13. I started getting a little taller. Sopapo'd? Oh, my God. 43?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like a crack across the kisser.
Yeah. Yeah, this was 2 years ago. I remember. Yeah.
That is such, you know what? I'm not for violence of any sort, but that would have to be.
You can tell by my reaction that it brings me great joy.
What do you do? You just stop arguing. You're like, you know what? Moving on. I had the point. I was right, but you move on. You move on.
But it's, Mike, it's not only physical pain. The physical pain comes later. It's the surprise.
At 43.
Yeah.
Let me be clear.
All right.
I'll be in my seat at 8:30. Sorry, 7 minutes. Sopapo.
Rheumatoid arthritis has crippled her hand so poorly it felt like a paper towel hit me. But I knew what she was trying to do. I understood.
Mm-hmm.
I understood.
Did you reflect on what you had said to elicit that response from your mother at 43 years of age? Did you reflect on what was it? Do you believe?
I remember. It was during Christmas break. Yeah, I remember. I said
the happiest time of the year.
This is two Christmas breaks ago in Manchester.
Before or after you gave her the check?
This is before.
Okay.
And I still gave her the check.
While.
So.
TGS, the good son.
Yes. Exactly.
The Manchester United had lost, and my at that point, my nephew was having a hard time. Like, he's still, you know, growing up. At that point, he's 13, 14 years old, or whatever he is. I know, you know what? He was 16. I remember saying this. He was 16. And he started crying because his team, like, he was so mad and so angry, he started crying because his team lost.
Very emotional when you see a kid get that
upset.
Yeah,
and I said, los hombres no lloran, which means men don't cry. Like, what are you doing, dude?
Yeah. Oh,
and then he started crying more, and it's just my mom, my nephew, and I, because we were doing a little family thing. Everyone else went shopping, and I said, how are you ever gonna meet a girl that wants to, like, you know, be with you and hang out with you if you're crying over this soccer game?
Had you had any adult beverages at all?
No, this was 11 a.m. in the morning.
All right.
And then he started crying more. And I said, look, no one's going to tell you this. You're too old to be crying over sports. You're just too old about this. Like, if a girl breaks your heart, then come talk to Tio Oscar. If you lose all your money in Bitcoin, come talk to Tio Oscar. But if this is what you do, this is not attractive to anybody, including me. Like, this is really annoying to me. And that's when my mom came out of the blue. She was like lurking in the shadows, and boom.
Oh, did she do it in front of your nephew?
In front of my nephew.
Wow. In front of your nephew.
Yes. And then I said, well, I've said my piece, and clearly Mami Nia, she loves you more than she loves me, because I'm just trying to keep it real.
Counterpoint,
I'm going to now retire to your childhood bedroom that I now live in while I'm here.
You split. Yes,
I split. That's it.
Oh, that is a full-fledged scene.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow.
I still hold the fact that I'm right. Like, you can't, fall apart. Like, you just can't do
Oscar,
that. Like, that's not the place
Oscar,
to be.
Oscar, yes. There are quality athletes at the highest possible level who shed tears.
He's not on the field.
I understand.
He's sitting there eating his cornflakes, watching a game in England.
Right.
You know, like, and then he's falling apart. I'm like, dude, get it together here, dude. You're a smart kid.
All through high school, I would cry. I mean, I can countless times. I watched the Tony Awards.
Rob, can I ask Oscar a question here?
Please.
Yes.
Were you, because this is relevant, Were you equally disappointed in the defeat? Were you passionately involved?
Yeah,
in the game?
I'd put $100 down on my little app.
That's important.
I was upset
because you're transferring a little bit.
Yeah, a little transfer.
Yeah, I know. I am though. The full weeping had been going on for 16 years, and someone finally had to say something. Like,
he reacted that way too.
He does that all the time, where he runs into another room and shuts the door in the bathroom. And I was like, you got to get over this. I am proud to say that 2 years later, we saw a loss happen. The whole family was there.
How old is he at this point?
He's now 18.
18 and he handles all
right. Yeah. He did not fall apart. He walked away like a grown man, like anybody would when they're frustrated. And then he walked outside and took a walk. Now, I'm sure there were tears on that walk, or like around the block, because he didn't come back for a while, but we never saw them.
So you count that as a win?
It's a big win.
Okay.
So, big win.
As someone who has reacted more often angrily than tearfully with sports, I reacted tearfully with victories. That's a different story.
Yeah, tears of happiness.
That's happy. That's joy.
That's happy tears of joy.
Yeah, but you don't do that every... If you reacted the same every time and no one ever course corrected you, Mike, wouldn't that become a problem?
Well, no one really did.
I was with Mike for a lot of this season, and he cried at every Giants first down.
No, I cry. I angered. I was angry. I was so miserable. I would be miserable... After the 40-0 blowout by the Cowboys, I would be so miserable on Sunday starting at about 10:30 in the morning. I'm gonna go out and get a water filter. I'll be back. And then the rage, really, because my son's 10.
Yes.
The rage is when I look at him, and he was trying to cover it up with the Jets game. I forgot how they lost that game.
They blew it.
But he put his face into his elbow, into the crotch of his elbow, like this.
Yeah.
And it was just like, I was filled with. I was just like, I'm gonna kill somebody.
Yeah, but he's a little kid, right?
Yeah.
He's a little kid. He's a little kid. Like when you're 16, 17, 18, like when do the tears stop?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was the only one that was crying.
And then you know who I got a talk from? His mom, my older sister.
Oh, that must have been great.
That I wasn't sensitive enough and that I needed to understand that kids have it tough these days. And I said, I get it. I just want him to be able to put his penis in someone else's you know what one day. Wow. And he's not going to get there if he's all soft all the time, and literally and figuratively. He's just not going to happen.
I consider myself a soft, sensitive guy.
I'm against teenage pregnancy, of course.
I mean, I'm a soft, sensitive guy, and I think that I've shown my sensitive side early on in relationships.
Oh, you have softened so much since you've had Michael. I tell people all the time, I said, the man that you knew full of rage and anger and the guy that was selfish and that was prickly, that man is a new man ever since beautiful little Michael came into this world.
I think I would cop to the fact that I've mellowed in my in my later years, but I also think that...
In the last decade, Mike, you've had him for a decade.
I went through
11 years.
A time after my father passed away where I was... somebody drop a quarter on the floor and I'd start sobbing. I mean, it was just, it was difficult. Mm. But I think that that was overcome by the...
A lot of pressure.
The anger. What kind of pressure?
Broadcast pressure.
Broadcast pressure. You know, tough to go through anything like that when you're, when you're dealing with a broadcast, as we have all experienced firsthand. I mean, that's the way that
goes.
Yeah,
so the art of the sopapo... that I don't think it can be used all the time, but if used effectively, it's the equivalent of just, an open hand, full face slap.
Well, there will be no zapapos in the O'Mara household, but I will tell you.
Sapapo. Sapapo.
With an S?
With an S. This is the way you're going to pronounce it. Yeah.
Revenga! Yeah. Let's go back to Scarface. Remember that when they're in the refugee camp? Revenga!
Yeah, revenge!
Whoever that actor was.
Revenge!
Start with Al Pacino. It's soul sucking. It is soul sucking when it goes on and on. The problem yesterday began with a dog walking task, which was received with without enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
And then to mom, back out to me, to mom, please need you to walk the dog. I'm doing show prep. Walk the dog. Need the show prep. Walk the dog. And I finally just said, he had asked for an advance. He pays us back by dog walking, an advance to get the new Call of Duty game, which is expensive. And I said, I will do that for you, but the attitude has to be better, and I will advance you that, and you will pay us back with that, and he's done it before, and he'll do it again. So the deal was he was going to get the game tomorrow, yesterday afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
With the morning activity, he went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I'm like, are you playing mommy? Like going out, and you say, mommy? I said, all right, you're going to get the game not tonight. You get it tomorrow night. And then that was all day. Got home, I'm in a bad mood anyway because I shot a 98, and he's revisiting it. And then Carla says he's been upset about it since he got home. He feels as a, and so I'm going through the justification for, Dad, how was that manipulative? I said, because you were asking mommy, and then you were coming back to me.
What I wanted was, Daddy,
I will walk the dog right now. We've got to get out to school, blah, blah, blah. That's the way it is. And it's back and forth, and it's constant. And it's not stopping. And at a certain point, I did to him what I hate when it's done to me, when I get the dead eyes, no answer. Mm. When he was just going and going, and I'm looking at him like this. And then he'd finish, and I go, okay. Well, Dad, what is? I said, all right. Raging a little bit with all that. I'm looking at a little mini-me here, and it just goes on and on. And by... right before bedtime, when we usually bury the hatchet, I go in, I lie down with him, put my arm around him, we have a chat. It was all good by that point, but man, oh man, what a slog. What a horrible, horrible slog. And sabato, or whatever the hell it is, I was thinking.
Sapapo.
Sapapo. That was something I thought it was just, I was so frustrated and so worn out, so emotionally worn down.
That has to be tough because it's, oh, you know what? This is crazy that I'm even going to lay this on you. I actually empathize with you because you love Michael so much and it's, and he's, this is your kid.
Right. Yep.
So you want what's best for him. And it's probably, as my mom would say when I was younger and older, it hurts me more than it hurts you. I don't think it hurts her that much, but
we want what's best for him. And you know, you want what's best. Carl and I had this discussion. You know what, who else wants what's best for him? Certain military academies in the United States.
Fork Union.
Fork Union cares too.
They do, desperately.
Randolph Macon. So do you feel like, I think your son, I think Michael's smart enough to say, hey, I just want to take a beat here while we're just having a good day. And I want to let you know how I feel when we go back and forth about things. Not in the middle, not in the heat.
I sense that that's important to have him have a voice. I don't believe you shut kids down completely.
Correct.
But he doesn't know when to quit. And I still plan on having that lecture when the time presents itself.
Correct.
That I need him to know that. I said, enough is enough. When you move on, I understand where you're coming from. That's all you're going to get. You're not going to get the, I was wrong, I'm so sorry, go get your game now. That's not happening. It's not going to happen. And that's what he has a tough time taking no for an answer, as so many kids do.
You said something very interesting, that when he gets that way, you're looking at a mini-me.
Yeah.
Now, it's a little different in our house because Julia is so much like me, and Robert is so much like Carrie. And so when disciplining them, I oftentimes see the same thing. If it's not a mini me, it's a mini Carrie. Does that trouble you? Does that frustrate you? Does it fascinate you? Because I find it fascinating when they are acting.
No, I don't have any fascination. I have frustration. I have frustration because I know the realities, having two other children, I know the realities that as you go, because of my age, I hope for a slightly different relationship as he gets into his adolescence. Okay. I hope for
a caretaker.
No, but more of a friend.
Understanding that his father is not, you know, the reality is not going to be around as long as other dads, and that we've got a shorter period of time. It's a reality.
Yeah,
I'm not going to lay that on him. I would not lay that. No. But that's what I hope for, so that relate. But it's very difficult to expect that when you also are going to be a parent. I'm a young guy when it comes to the way I'm with all the other dads at flag football, and I'm chatting with them, and they know I'm a dad.
He doesn't look at you well, and you don't act like an old man.
Not around anybody. I don't.
Yeah, but
I mean,
but
I don't have a young man's. I have a young man's gig. I have a. The only time I'm an old man and I like it is when I'm out with the Happy Valley guys and we're talking about when did you get your hip replaced?
Yeah, but he doesn't see you in that light.
He just doesn't. No, absolutely not. No. I mean, really, almost Carla is the more mature one. Yeah. And Carla is as tough as a box of nails. I mean, she does not. She wants backup, and I give it to her with when she wants to do the tough love. But she loves him to death too. So I mean, that's the way it goes. But I think every parent deals with this situation.
Foxworth on his show, Free
Point for our
friends. He's got just turned a teenager, so 13. God. I'm not mistaken. Wow. 13, 10, and 8.
Okay, all right,
15 or 9.
Like his his life, perfectly balanced children in the perfect years.
But he's still like an active dad. And in one of the shows, he does the same with his wife called Roses and Thorns on the Thursday show, the show 3 days a week.
Love to get her on the show.
Oh, absolutely. She's well accomplished Harvard attorney, like Harvard graduate, Harvard Law School.
I would love to talk to them.
Also on the Board of Trustees at the University of Maryland, like at all of, you know, in her 30s, which is very impressive.
I'm surprised I haven't seen her at any of the meetings.
And
your meetings? Oh, you don't go to meetings.
No.
The Board of Trustees.
The Board of Trustees.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he says,
not the other meetings, Mike. We don't talk about those.
You go to the Lightbulb Head Society.
He said that they'll
it's
be
particularly bright today, Rob. A lot of skin showing on your camera.
She said they'll have this nonverbal like backup, like, you know, the nonverbal parental backup. Like, it's time to back up my decision is time to do this.
Yeah,
it's
parental
time to
backup is a huge thing.
But Foxworth has this this deal when they're all at, like, because at the root of who he is, shockingly enough, he's an introvert. Like, though he's on television and he does what he does, he's an introvert.
I see that. I get that.
And he will do, like, Ashley will say that he'll be at a big family function, huge party, and then he'll literally go like this, like, just casually put his hand up and then the wrap it up sign.
Yeah.
And that's when it's like, all right, kids, time to go. Like, it just, like, it happens like clockwork. It's time to go, and they go. That's it.
So he will do this?
Yes. Just one time, and that means time to get the kids out of the kids' playroom for wherever they are, scramble them up, get them together.
Is this a directive to his bride?
To his bride, or vice versa, where she's like, hey, we got to go. Yeah. Yes. And they both know it's time to go.
I like that. By the way, I've used it all my life. That's always been I go to break with that. You know?
Yeah. But with zero friction.
Okay. All right.
Like, just, it's
doesn't exist in my house.
Yeah. House runs on friction.
We're in a transition with that too.
Yeah.
The drill is this. Gets homework when he comes in, and whether it's a Spanish night, a flag football practice night, tonight we've got registration for Pop Warner football. He's got flag after school today, so I pick him up at 4:30. So we will have minimal gaming time, but he'll get some if he gets his work done after we review the schoolwork that he's done today. Then it'll be, we get him into the shower at 7:15, takes a quick 15-minute shower, comes out, family on the couch for Jeopardy every night. That has been problematic lately. And when he disses Jeopardy, that's when I know we've got to reboot. We've got to reboot.
How does he do with Jeopardy? Does he know any of the clues?
Sure he does. Of course he has. He's been watching it since he was 6 years
Smart.
Old.
Smart.
And we sit there and we do that. Of course, Dad, still the winning answer giver. You know, I could go on that show. I really could.
Question giver.
World literature, not paying attention at American University. Probably,
what about geography? How are you on geography?
I am probably passable on geography, but guess situation. I would wax you, Spiewak, in Jeopardy. Okay. Wax you. I am that good at Jeopardy. I've been watching that particular style of show for so long that I know I have breadth of knowledge based on watching the show. That's where my advantage is.
I'm not so certain it would be a waxing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
I'm more of a double dare guy.
Yeah, he is. He is. Wheel
How
of
are
Fortune.
You, how, Rob, I think you would wax me at Wheel of Fortune.
I'm pretty
good. Are you
good
at Wheel of Fortune?
Yeah, but I'm also very good at Jeopardy.
Ah, you see. He can't get by that. He can't get by that. I don't really think I'd wax him. I just wanted to get him going.
Can we try? Like
a Jeopardy?
Yeah, but there's
the Jeopardy board game, right?
Yeah, but there's
is that worth anything?
There's actually computer versions that are just kind of throwaway, like kind of Jeopardy, really Jeopardy.
I would love to
take
that.
We could do that for maybe
now,
a bonus show.
The last time, I should point out that over our, how many years together?
Oh, only 32, Mike.
32 years together. I have done this before where I have challenged Rob, and the greatest defeat, Rob, did we not go to a hockey game? Right?
Yes.
Didn't we go to a hockey game?
Yes. This was...
Hockey player. I was a high school letterman hockey player. I skated with the Washington Capitals alumni, and Rob and I were going to go out, and we were going to have
Mike
a competition.
The early to mid-90s. This was before I was married.
And we went out to center ice. I said, Rob, you're going to be embarrassed. And Rob beat me in front of the Washington Capitals crowd at center ice.
It was a horrible embarrassment for me.
I was wearing my Western boots again. Goddamn Western.
You know
boots.
What? I'd wear boots any day over a pilgrim outfit, which is what I was wearing.
Were you? That's back in your intern days.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like Thanksgiving.
Oh my God, you were wearing a pill, but you beat me, right?
Yeah, what they did, Oscar, is they put like a piece of wood in front of the goal with only a slot. I would say maybe like a 2 foot by 6 inch slot.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
And we had to get it through the slot to win the big prize, you know? Yeah. But I don't know what we were playing for. We were doing charity.
Charity, yeah.
So do you remember what
happened?
What
they did, Mike, is whoever won, their child got insulin.
I think it was
three shots, miss, and mine was the last one, and you were so pissed because it was slow. It was a very slow approach.
Gathering speed.
It was accurate, and it was
good
in
memory.
There, and your face fell.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you felt great inner joy, which you've been feeling forever at my expense.
I wouldn't say that.
That was not your defeat. It was my victory.
I deserved it, Rob. I'm owning it. I deserved it. I gave you crapola about that. And I think Rob managed to hit the board. I never hit the net.
Yeah.
You didn't get it in the hole.
No,
did
I
you
think
get it
I
in
did.
The hole?
I did.
Did you get it in the hole?
Yeah, at least twice. No,
get it in the hole, and then later you get married and you get it in the hole again. And,
I was not as I recall, I was not wearing the hat, just the outfit.
Yeah, because the hat was going to mess with your swing.
Sure.
So I really feel, if I can be completely honest, I welcome the challenge, but I don't in any way think I will wax Rob. I was just goading him, but I'd still like to do it as an extra.
I'd love to be Alejandro Trebek.
Okay. Let's set it up for next week.
Okay.
Right. Or you
done
know what?
Deal.
Sorry, folks. Hate to do this. Yeah. Hate to do this to you.
No, it's gonna be the bonus show.
But
once we get the platform, when the platform launches, yes,
We will be doing that. Are you prepared to just say a couple of words?
I am.
About the platform?
I am. I love it.
All right,
this is great.
This is great. We have time to do this. We've got about 5 minutes here.
Yes.
Roger's going to tell you about what's going on with the bonus show. It's been a work in progress, and take it away, Oscar Santana.
First, thank you all over the break that have inquired, written in, realized that your bonus show subscription had lapsed and you wanted to re-up, or thought you had a subscription and then realized that to no fault of your own that it was not active. What we are attempting to do, and and what we have to do, as I told Mike and Rob and Matt Bloom and now Mac and everybody that is within our little universe here, is we are taking a moonshot for our team OS gang of servicing you, the listener, at the highest level possible, like we've never done before for the show. And this is the 14 years of us doing podcasting.
Yeah.
And and what you will see in, you know, the like within a month in totality, but within a few weeks, and you will be getting messages and we'll be talking about here on the show, is a brand new bonus show and frankly overall TMOS platform, where you're not just going to get a new website as a bonus show subscriber. You will get an ecosystem that will allow you, it'll start with the website, then a new app, and then an Apple TV app, and then a Roku app, and then, you know, anywhere and everywhere you want to see TMOS and how you want to consume it, both on video and audio, will be ideally frictionless. And what do I mean by frictionless? Like, we're aware. We're a small business.
We've been doing this for a long time, and for years,
we've been very lucky to have wonderful listeners like the bonus show subscribers to like really deal with the 4 or 5 or 6 different steps it takes to like engage with the bonus show subscription.
Right. Yeah, we recognize that it's a bit of a slog for you to do that.
And over the break, and this all started percolating halfway through last year, we realized that it's time.
Right.
And I went to Mike and I went to Rob and I said, guys, you know, this is going to be a very, not just labor intensive, but a financial, like like we've never investment like we've never done before internally. But my hope, and I know that the result will be not just a better experience for our listeners, but a reason for more of you that maybe have ever been on the fence to say like, it should be like, I just want to be able to click and get through. I don't want to like, I want to enjoy. We want you to enjoy the content like you do Netflix.
Yeah.
Frictionless.
Yep.
You're in and you get what you want and you have so much to choose from and you do it on demand without any major issues, steps or emails or resets or anything like that. But it will take a migration period from the current platform to the new platform. But once it's done, we believe you're going to love it because what we're seeing right now, we love.
With this change, we are counting on you, the listeners, for a resurgence in our bonus show subscriptions, correct, which we are now moving towards a greater participation in our listening audience. This show will continue as long as we can improve that part of our business model. I'm giving it to you straight. That's just the way it goes. With this investment, it is it's not a gamble. It's a prudent decision that's being made to move forward.
It also signals to the listeners and our family members that we're not going anywhere.
Right. And we want as much new participation as we possibly can get out of that. When it's ready to go in the next couple of weeks, not finished, but when we're ready to launch it, Oscar's going to come in here, and hopefully we'll be able to show a bit of a demonstration on video.
It'll be an extravaganza.
What it's going to look like,
correct.
How it's going to work.
A few weeks after that, an app, and that app, a profile, will allow you to watch on Apple TV, on your Rokus of the world. Like you can consume it anywhere you'd like.
So good luck with the final touches that you're putting on this thing, and we're very, very excited about it. And we want you guys to come along for the ride and spread the word that we have a very, very vocal audience that participates and tells us what they want and what they don't want. That's helpful to us. Keep doing it. We will keep you apprised. I've got Carla on it as well to let you know with the way she communicates with you.
She's fantastic.
You said you like it with the store. By the way, we have not forgotten the hats that we were telling you about, and the new ones are being ordered today. We did a switcheroo, and we didn't like them. I'll be honest with you. We didn't like the hats that we got. We wanted to redo them, so we're redoing them because you asked for a specific kind of hat. We're going to get them to you, and they're going to be beautiful, and you're going to love them. And we've already locked in what we're going to do with the logo and what we're going to do with the printing, embroidery, I should say. And they're going to be nice, nice hats. So we're moving forward.
This is so funny to even say. Like we always talk about evolve. I always say internally to myself, and I'm sure Shane.
Evolve or die.
Yeah.
Evolve or die. And like the feeling I have right now for our show. The show content has already evolved over the years. It's a natural progression.
It will continue to evolve.
Yeah, yes.
Of course.
But the way that we are engaging with our listeners at a much higher level, but more importantly, the way that we're reinventing the way that people should be podcasting, it feels like the early days when you got on the mic and said, "I'm not one of you."
And, being the catalyst for this and bringing me along for this is wonderful. I've had a lot of conversations with Oscar about how we're going to do this. For a very, very long time, my wife wanted to, with her business, she wanted to be connected to this program, and she is enjoying it. And hopefully you folks that have participated and are making your little purchases on our website, and you are also putting your own cash forward for subscriptions to the bonus show and for simply supporting our show, I hope you're getting the word out. Carla does it every night where she is making sure you're aware
we're
reinvesting. That we're aware of you.
Yes.
So join us for this ride. Keep yourself on this show platform, and we're going to let you know what's happening when it's updated and when it's ready to go. So we look forward to that, and good things coming for 2024. And I've also got some things in the works that nobody knows about that are going to be heard right here through this microphone. So count on it. We're looking forward to it. That's it. We will take a short break. We've got the round table coming up, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. I'm wearing it right now. This podcast is sponsored by Groove Life, the Groove Wallet. Got it right here.
Oh, yeah.
I've got mine. I kind of customized my own wallet. So how? This is I just did my own thing to it. I put the I got one with a money clip.
Yeah.
See the money clip right here? I've got the Oscar, by the way, Carla did one thing. I forgot to tell you. I was going to text you last night. We've lost Oscar's card. The card I was supposed to get you?
Wow.
It's coming. We're going to order another one.
So it's a 10 of diamonds? What is it?
It's I just wanted to pass that along because I forgot to.
Oscar is literally grimacing now.
He's got the information. This podcast sponsored by Groove Life, the Groove Wallet, a sleek aluminum, low profile wallet engineered for everyday use. Look at that. You see me flip the cards?
Yes.
That's my old. Insurance card right there, because the new one is called 6 months to Medicare. There you go. If I get a major disease, I want to all the things Oscar was talking about, if I get a major health problem, all bets are off, because I've got Vinny's insurance that's going to tide me over for
what about like an amputation of something small.
Might be covered if I go to the right guy in network. Back to Groove Life. Here it is.
Please.
Look at how sleek it is. All right?
That's beautiful.
It's got the strap that holds cards, an extra card. That's my driver's license. Hope nobody's recording. Let's see. And then it's got the foldable. Well, I'll tell you. They describe it better. Low profile, engineered for everyday use people. One simple thumb motion. Oops. Sorry. One simple thumb motion. There you go.
There it is.
Perfectly fans out up to 6 cards. Easy access to find everything you need. Plus, Groove Life just launched their new carbon fiber wallet, which has everything you love about the original Groove wallet, but with the added carbon fiber included. And whatever happens to your Groove Life gear, they are here to help with Groove Life's 94-year no BS warranty. The Groove Wallet is the last wallet you'll ever need, and Groove Life makes a ton more than just wallets. They've got belts, got 5 of them, rings,
love the belts,
watch bands, AirPod cases, and much more. Listen, pal, it's 2024. Are you still using the same wallet from 2004? Now is the time to update your wallet game with Groove Life. Head to groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off all Groove Life products. That's the best offer you will find, but you have to use my link, groovelife.com/TMOS, for 20% off your order. One last time, that's groovelife.com/TMOS for 20% off your order. People, take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Oh, let's play Kraken. It's not me. It's the Kraken that takes it away.
Very, very excited.
Good old buddy Kraken, pal.
Oscar, I'm, by the way, sending it to you directly as opposed to going through. I shouldn't have done that the first way.
Oh, so I'll get it.
Be aware of that. So that's the way that works. Might come up the works. Thank you. There's been
Kraken
a lot of...
got his card, Mike.
What?
Yeah, the Kraken.
The Kraken got his card.
Yeah, you played it twice. There's been a lot of media discussion. I don't know why I'm leading with this. I have to be perfectly transparent. There are days when there's just, not a whole hell of a lot going on. That's why I lead with this story.
All right.
Ryan Gosling's Kenergy. That's what they call it. Because he was Ken in the Barbie movie, which is getting a lot of attention because it's got a lot of nominations.
Yes.
The nominations are just being announced, if I'm not mistaken.
But they're speculating
10 o'clock today, right?
I have to say this. That you will not look at 2023 as a great year for film. You won't. And if you think it's that DiCaprio film, which I watched.
What about Oppenheimer?
Oppenheimer? Meh. Big giant meh.
You're just right.
I agree. I wasn't a big fan, but the cinematography was beautiful.
Cinematography was really good. Cinematography was good in the Leonardo DiCaprio, Killers of the Silver Rain.
Did you pay for it?
No.
You paid for it.
I waited.
How did you get it?
So Ryan Gosling, when he was a kid, his vibe was definitely more G.I. Joe. In an interview conducted more than a decade ago that just resurfaced, let me tell you what he did when he was a kid.
Yeah.
Ryan admitted that he was suspended from school in first grade for being a bit too aggressive. Ryan had just seen Sylvester Stallone's First Blood. That's an R-rated movie. And it made such an impression on him that he filled up his Fisher-Price magic kit with steak knives, brought them to school, and threw them at other kids.
I mean.
He said, quote, "I thought we were in the movie. I'm not proud of this, but I did learn a lesson. I was suspended from school. My mother said I couldn't watch R-rated movies anymore." So there it is for Ryan.
You know what about him? His last name means tiny goose. And he certainly was acting silly, wasn't he?
Yes. And what?
Do you think that's his real name?
Yeah, I do.
Gosling?
Yeah. Why would you choose it?
I think it's interesting. It's a little different. It's a rum, too, by the way. Gosling's rum.
Oh.
And Gosling's ginger beer. Where you can
Good ginger beer, yeah.
It's delicious ginger beer, and they make it in a diet product, too.
Ryan Thomas Gosling. Oh, Mike! He's Canadian!
Okay. All right, calm down. That's fine. That's good. A lot of talent comes out of Canada. Billy Joel is about to release his first new song in 17 years. Have you gotten any skinny on this particular song, Rob?
I've heard a 17-second sample of it, and you can hear it on his Instagram page.
Okay.
And I was charmed by it because it sounds like mid to early 80s Billy Joel. It seems to be a ballad.
Uptown Girl.
No, it seems to be a ballad. It's before he was all happy. But okay. It's got those piano runs that he loves. Right. And he is, I mean, beyond all, he is a great piano player.
Why did he stop writing songs or publishing songs?
I think he wanted to just take an easy. Remember his last sort of paying gig, he had a residency at Madison Square Garden.
Well, that was he was fighting back from being completely bamboozled by his
manager.
Well,
no, that was a long time ago. Yeah, that was a tour.
What about the divorce from Chrissy Brinkley?
I don't think that was a big deal.
Think he got a lot of money from her.
This guy's got a lot going on for
him. But you know what, Mike? It's what's wild is that he really hasn't released any new music to speak of in
17
a long
years.
Time. God. And he's great. And I love the song. I think it's going to be good.
It's called Turn the Lights Back On. It's dropping Feb 1. Billy teased it yesterday. Rob got to hear it, and I'm glad you gave us a review. The last time Billy released new music, 07, when he put out two singles, All My Life and Christmas in Fallujah. I don't think those were chart toppers.
Remember them. They were a little not really sensational.
And before that, he hadn't released anything new and original since the 93 album River of Dreams, which I loved. I loved River of Dreams.
That's 30 years ago River of Dreams.
It was good. I love that incarnation
good album,
of Billy.
Though, yeah.
Was
yeah.
that We Didn't Start the Fire?
River no, of that Dreams? Was Start the Fire, I think, was Stormfront, which was before that.
Okay, very good. It's What's Inside. That is a horror movie that premiered at the 2024 Sundance Film Festival, and it has sold now to Netflix for $17 million. The film isn't playing in theaters, and it will land directly on the streamer at a yet-to-be-determined date. This is getting a lot of buzz at Sundance. I love it when there's some scary movie that's out there that everybody's talking about. First-time filmmaker Greg Jardine directed It's What's Inside. It is set at a pre-wedding party that descends into an existential nightmare when an estranged friend shows up with a mysterious suitcase. All in.
I thought it was about mysterious rushing nesting dolls.
Very mysterious with bad attitudes.
I'd love to do? I just thought this right now. This is right off the top of my head. If I was in a movie, I would love to play Russian oligarch.
Oh,
I would like
to
say, this is sixth doll. Now, chances are you open sixth doll, top of your head explodes, or you get fabulous riches. You decide what you wish to do. You like to take nesting doll six, open up, explosion, you're gone. It don't explode, you get key that opens shift deposit box that will allow you to get major riches. Yes.
May I, and I'm sorry, it's probably because of the Celsius.
Yes.
What if the plot line laid along that same, but for every layer of the nesting doll, someone in their family dies.
Of course. You like choose. Ten little Indians. Yeah.
You have wife, you have two children, both still living. You want to gamble your riches and take third nesting doll? Or it could be family member, you don't have to choose. Or it could be enemy.
Oh, I love that.
10 years from now, we're going to see that in a film, and we'll know it was us.
It's us. We create that, Yuri.
Yes.
And in my club, I will splash the pot whenever the fuck I please.
While we're talking about Netflix, I have a question. Do you, like I do, a couple times a week, go down and see just what's trending to see what, you know?
Oh, sure.
What you're going
to
look
at? I do it with all the platforms to see what's out there. You know, I really, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to do that. I'm going to do it tonight. I'm going to come in here tomorrow, and I'm going to give you my review of trending movies and what platforms, your Apple TV, your Apple Plus, your Netflix, your Amazon Prime,
Hulu,
your Paramount, your
Tubi,
your Hulu. And I'm going to tell you which ones are sitting on their hands and which ones are getting it done.
Give us some power rankings.
And by the way, I will also do it on original content Amazon Prime. So just going out and grabbing the latest movie and putting it on your platform doesn't count.
But I wonder on Netflix, over the weekend, I looked at the top 10 trending movies in America.
Yeah, and some of them are like from 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, one of them was The Flintstones with John Goodman.
Yeah,
I'm like,
ridiculous.
What? And I have to wonder, is there something sinister at play?
Right.
No.
And of course, tomorrow we will also have the latest results from the New Hampshire primary.
Yes. Oh, and Queen Bees, Mike, on Netflix is a great watch.
Exciting.
Yes.
We haven't quite recovered from the last one, but experts now say that humanity could be faced with the threat of the next pandemic from an unlikely place.
Where?
I was going to play the Spanish Inquisition. Oh.
Now where?
The melting permafrost in the Arctic region could release ancient viruses that could potentially affect humans. These zombie viruses
The zombies sound like Larry Flint?
I'm a zombie virus coming out of the permafrost. Thaw me out and get the sniffles.
Anyone seen my chair in the ice?
They're also called Methuselah viruses, named after the biblical figure that predicted everything. They've already been isolated by researchers. They've found them, in case you're skeptical about this. They have raised concern about a new global emergency to counter the potential of diseases from the distant past coming back to haunt us. Scientists are proposing an Arctic monitoring network that could pinpoint early cases of a disease caused by ancient
microorganisms.
But that's the network we should have now. That you know, would have caught COVID faster.
Yes,
they didn't have the walled garden of information coming out of China, where they're like, "Oh, nothing's going on. Nothing's going on."
I think
after
we
get the primary results from New Hampshire tonight, you can rest assured that's not going to get any better.
No.
Mike, this new
new
coalition is going to be successful. It's being chaired by Sam the Snowman from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Burl Ives?
Yes.
Oh, that's what it is. Oh, virus in frost. Virus in frost. And finally, here is an annual top 10 list you don't want your city to be on. We've done it before. We'll do it again. Orkin, fine company, just posted its 2024 list of the top cities for bed bugs.
Oh, I hate bed bugs.
Number one, for the fourth year in a row, Chicago!
Hey!
They're not bad. Four?
Yeah.
4 years ago,
five?
Before Chicago began this unfortunate streak, Washington, D.C. was number one.
I remember,
The list ranks the top 50 cities using data on how many people had to use exterminators over the past 12 months. New York City is, let me see, second this year, followed by Philly, Cleveland/Akron, Ohio, of course. That's Cleveland/Akron. I know it's in Ohio. You didn't need to put that on there, dummies. Los Angeles, Detroit, there's D.C. again, Indianapolis, Charlotte, and Champaign, Illinois.
Hello, is this Orkin in Chicago? Listen,
right.
I need you out to the house.
They mentioned one in this story globally. There's one city globally that has a bed bug problem. Would you like to guess what it is?
Paris, France.
Oscar Santana, where is the thing? Come on, wait. Play him a ding. There's a ding for Oscar. He got it. How come the ding didn't?
You know who told me this?
Who?
Our friend Lester Holt.
Lester Holt, bonjour,
Yes.
noted anchor and Frenchman.
Yes. And bed bug sufferer. Have you seen him scratching?
Be good to yourself and each other. Ouch. I got bitten again.
He scratches
blood sucking bastards. There you go. We got to take a break. We'll come back with something.
Lester Holt.
Lester.
His first name actually means the tur.
We're going to talk consumer goods when we come back.
And, oh, yes.
Good.
And why you shouldn't always be the first to buy something. Mystic Scholarship winner. Be right back. You want to lose 21% of your weight? I've lost over 70 pounds. New low this morning. I didn't expect it because I kind of, went a little off the wagon. Just a
and
little.
Today is shot day. Today is shot day.
Today's shot day. It's a good day to have that. I'm excited to share with you the DermGlowSkin.com is now your one-stop shop for finally getting control of your weight problem. All you have to do, click on the weight loss button at DermGlowSkin.com. You take the quiz and you see if you qualify. A doctor will write you a prescription, the pharmacy will fill it, and your weight loss medication will be shipped directly to your house in beautiful packaging. If you're sick of waiting for your medication because of low or out of stocks, DermGlow will connect you with a doctor that is fully supplied. So no more waiting for you. If you are already on it, do what I did. Show the doctor your prescription and easily make the switch. It's changed my life. I've lost so much weight, my eyes are single file. I'm talking thin. So go ahead, get excited, and do it all online right now at DermGlowSkin.com. If you struggle with weight for too long, click the weight loss button and begin the best journey of your life. Make 2024 the year you finally reach your goal with DermGlow. You can do it. I want to talk about consumer goods. Specifically, remember when we were at the CES, the Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas? And
yes.
That particular year, one of the big things that everybody was all excited about were the curved television sets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now it seems the last year or two, it's been every car company known to mankind getting in on the electric car. But I'm beginning to read more and more about car companies sounding the alarm about sales of their automobiles that are electric, boogie, woogie, woogie, woogie. So I think really it's a sticky wicket. Now, why are you smirking at me? Why are you smirking?
Because of your reference?
No, it's because we are being manipulated by the industry.
I don't doubt that for a second. I think that's very plausible. I had actually, before you even smirked at me, I had thought about that too. But I also think it's a sticky wicket. I'm talking about price points. When you are the first, I remember,
yes.
Oscar, it seems like it was half an hour ago that you would go on a website and you would see the latest of a manufacturer, be it Cadillac. Cadillac's a great example.
Yeah.
The Cadillac Lyric.
Lyric.
That was over $100,000 if you wanted to pre-order it. You can get them for more than half of that now. That's pretty scary for these automakers.
Because inflation has...
it's not all because inflation's regulated. Do you think that's the case?
Well, what that's the whole point of it, right? The demand and what people are willing to pay for it.
Oh, okay. So you're saying that inflation has prevented people from going out and wanting to spend.
Yeah. So if they're not going to spend over $100,000, you have to adjust your pricing. Competition, adjust your pricing. Tesla pulling their basically making some of their models cheaper. Adjust your pricing. Like that, you have to adjust your pricing.
Yeah. Which backs up my original premise that I said right here, don't be the first to buy anything. It's a,
it's a
slippery slope, Google Glass.
That's very true.
Have you ordered your eye goggles yet?
I copped to, looking at the February 2nd release of the Apple goggles.
It's a great commercial. Mike, have you seen all the famous people that put on goggles in that ad?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know anything about
and
that.
And even if I felt like it was just like, this will be good for the show, which I used to be able to justify a lot of things for.
Right.
I don't want something that costs $3,500, let's say $4,000 plus I get all the add-ons, to be sitting on my effing desk and like really upset me every time I look at it because I'm not using it every day. The use case isn't there for me.
The messaging with electric cars could very well be
It's the electric slide. You're the one who said it's electric.
It's electric!
Oh, I wish I gave zero F's about any subject. I wish I gave zero F's about any subject. I wish I gave zero F's about any subject, and everything would be happy, happy. Anyway, just a little song,
Mike,
that I wrote.
Let me clarify. Yes. Okay.
Don't look sad. Don't look sad.
I am
Say
sad.
Something passive aggressive.
Mike, it is my job to inject audio into the show.
Oh, yeah, but not God. Stop stories, yeah. Right?
Let's really? Just, like,
if you didn't,
the,
if you didn't get it, if you didn't,
directive?
If you didn't get it the first time, like, don't wedge it in there because just you found it 5 minutes later. That's Bingo. The whole point, right? That's what we're trying to say.
All right.
My
Look at that,
question.
That, all right.
To, my, all right. My question to you
poor
is.
Poor me.
I feel like this one, like this frozen tundra in the middle of Chicago with batteries dying at 40% and people
bugs.
Not trying to not be able to get to work
right.
and the bed bugs, all of that has made
bugs.
It very
what
easy.
Do you mean bed bugs?
Well, the bed bugs out
bed
of Chicago,
Chicago.
Number four.
Yeah.
Number four, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. And people yelling about their cars. Yes, I agree. The infrastructure is not there yet for some people, but we have to do the research. If you have a fast charger near your house, if you have a garage that can fast charge, and I'm not talking about the little plug, I'm talking about the plug for your dryer, it can work. It can work for you. We did for our friend Todd Moore, who bought the first model of Tesla off the lot, and he had it for 10 years, right? It worked out.
I love
it
that.
It worked out.
I rode in that car.
So I know one person, at least like that in the early days, where it shouldn't have worked out for them at all. That it worked out for, but you need to have a set schedule and somewhere to charge at work or at home. If you're trying to do it on the street or fighting to get that slot at the social Safeway at the supercharger, mm-hmm. forget about it.
Would you agree, though, that running out and being the first, you're going to probably more than often, you're going to pay a premium for something.
I guess you're
that's
talking a to a guy that's always been burned.
And
I bought.
That's it.
I made
I've,
a tremendous misstep when high def was starting to happen.
How so?
Because RCA put out a set that was not. It was already configured. This is at a time when they were still doing tube sets, and the screens were largely configured in the 3.4.
Yeah.
But this
that
was
that means the size of the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this was a widescreen, slightly curved, high def. Tube set built by RCA, 38 inches in diameter, or 38 inches diagonal, which is a weird sort of aspect for it.
Yeah, but it'll hate like your traditional HD of today.
And well, no, because it was a tube. And it
no,
was,
I'm saying, but the screen size was 16 by 9.
Did you pay a premium for it? A
lot of money. And their selling point was it came with DirecTV built in. And I said, well, this is the future. This is absolutely the future.
I didn't know
and
you
paid
did
a
that.
Lot of money for it. Yes.
Was that the super heavy one that you had?
The no, Mitsubishi? the heaviest one I ever had was a 36-inch Sony high def.
Sony
Trinitron.
Okay.
Oh, that's the one I had to essentially pay someone to take. Beautiful set.
Right.
But,
yeah, there's.
But that was they. You know, and eventually, you know, DirecTV updates and updates and updates, and what I'm left with is a television that is. Outmoded, totally outmoded. I really thought I bet on the future, and I lost on that.
I actually, Mike, I don't think electric cars are that new anymore.
They're not new anymore. The
problem I think
is the technology is there, but the best example I remember those run up ads from GM for Cadillac's Lyric, which
that you
were
could order
so beautifully done, and I got sucked in looking at that. Man, that would be a cool car. The perception is so strange when you see a depreciation on an electric car because you go, okay, it's got 8,000 miles.
But look at the depreciation on regular cars compared to the two.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. I can't. I,
well,
I,
certain
I,
cars
I,
don't, and certain cars I, do.
But the car that costs, and I'll put the best price point down, a G-Wagon. A used G-Wagon 3 years ago, you can now buy that same car 3 years later, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about, let's say it's a 2015.
So
I'm
you're
saying
talking about a
3-year-old G-Wagon now for the same price that you would have bought a 6-year-old G-Wagon 3 years ago. The price of cars have went up so quickly, so fast.
Give that to me again, because okay. I'm not sure what you're talking about.
So let's say, I remember 2 years ago, that just obsessing over G-Wagons, looking at cars, mm-hmm. and saying, oh my God, like these things are so expensive, and they're old. They're older than they are. You could buy that same car today. Same 3 years removed. Like I'm talking about same car.
So different cars, both with 3 years of depreciation.
Yes.
Okay.
For the same price.
Yeah. Okay. I get it.
A newer car, same price.
Yeah. It's a weird landscape out there. But the very bottom line, electric cars aren't new. Electric cars are established. Almost all the major automakers are trolling them out.
But they're still novelties.
Selling.
Yeah. Well,
yeah,
they
but
still
they're not selling because the Mercedes electric car is $100,000+
right.
once you get what you need.
Yeah.
The X1 from BMW is $100,000, starting at $90,000. X1, BMW, beautiful, looks cool, fine.
Don't even get me started on the
and
Rivian.
So you would agree the pandemic game of supply and demand that these automakers have thrived on for the last couple of years, the game is over. It's time to get back to what you used to do. 0% financing.
Yep.
Super price points to move product. Amen. I agree with you on that.
Yeah.
In a year,
mm-hmm.
for a year from now, like you're starting to see it now, you'll see like small 4.5 for well-accredited buyers.
Right.
December to remember, for those electric cars, you can get 3.4 at one point for Mercedes.
Yep.
So for certain models, we're coming back down.
I hope so. But you know what, my buddy?
By the time August comes around, you're going to be A-okay.
You know what my buddy Oli bought?
What? Yeah,
what?
First of all, I wish I had a nickel for every nickel he had. He bought himself one of them new Cadillac Escalades.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
God.
I've been in them.
Wow. Oh, my God.
They're beautiful.
I feel like it's armored. It's fantastic.
Yeah. You feel like you're in a private, not just limousine.
Yes.
But a Sprinter. The screens on that thing,
incredible.
It looks like
screens.
A private jet.
Incredible.
It's just beautiful. Screens. Yes, yes.
Loaded with gas. We got to take a break, and when we come back...
Does it have air conditioning and everything?
We're running late. We got to... I want, Rob, to spend some time on your reunion tomorrow.
Okay,
we'll do that. Oscar, very briefly, can you explain the Etsy Con game, or do you need more time?
Yes, yes. Okay. Oh, no, that's brief.
All right, we'll do that when we come back, and then a little bit later on, we've got the flip side with Mr. Rob Spiewak right here. What's at the top of your to-do list for the upcoming year? You probably want to tackle that ancient box of treasured videotapes and photos that you've been meaning to preserve but weren't sure where to start. Legacy Box makes it easy. Simply send in your Legacy Box filled with camcorder tapes, film reels, and pictures. Then get back digital copies that can be easily enjoyed, shared, and organized. It's like magic. And by going to legacybox.com/TMOS, you can enjoy 50% off when you get started with Legacy Box today. We've all used Legacy Box, and we all love it. It's like a time machine.
Great.
That takes you back. Back.
Oh, you got it?
It takes you back. No, I don't have time to screw around with the commercial.
All right.
After 10 years in business, Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer, and it's all done right here in the good USA.
God bless the USA!
Thank you.
Kick off the new year by rescuing your family's most cherished memories that haven't been watched or enjoyed in years. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to save 50%. Buy today. Send it in when you're ready. Just go to legacybox.com/TMOS. Again, that's legacybox.com/TMOS. All right, what is the Etsy Con game? I'm dying to know what this is.
Oh, it's like 3 a.m. I couldn't sleep, and I had, oh my God, this is so great. I love it when I'm doing the show and our friend Charlie Bernie's in the other room and he just waves at me and it stops me in the middle of my conversation. I love you. Well, I'm literally telling a story and you're waving me because I respect you and I love you. I have to stop.
What?
Can he
it's not
duck?
That kind of show, Mike.
Sorry about that, Rob. Can he just duck his head in and say hello?
Yeah, come on in, Charlie.
Come on in. Wave to us all.
If you're going to wave, come on in. That's all
I
would say.
If you're going to wave,
come on in and say hello.
I always like to see Charlie say hello.
Take your time. Come on in, please. walk on in here.
Here he comes.
He's got a cup of coffee.
Ladies and gentlemen.
There's no microphone there. You're gonna have to come on this side. Okay, you don't want. You're gonna need a microphone.
I hear him. In the background.
Now we're gonna have to pan the
camera. Popular Poobah, ladies and gentlemen, Charlie Burney. Yeah. I'm gonna come into your shot.
All right. There he is. Hi, Charlie. That's half of Charlie.
Charlie Burney. Mac, can you move that camera at all? Can you manipulate that camera?
It's frozen right now, so I cannot.
That's cool. Thank you, Mac.
You're frozen.
Hi, Charlie.
The controller's frozen.
Hey, Mike. Hi. Hey, Rob.
Hey, buddy.
Good to see you.
I'm sorry I freaking waved at Oscar.
Yeah, it's good.
It's good.
Now I'm waving at you.
How are you? Good to see you, Charlie.
All right, I'm getting out of here before I get yelled at.
So long.
We call him
I just wasn't expecting.
He is the Potville Poobah, Charlie Burney, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, his face right next to Mike's face. I'm like, oh, there's Charlie.
Hey, can we move the camera?
All right, God bless. Okay. It's
frozen. But to be fair, Mike, that means Charlie. It'll stay fresh a long time.
Yes, very good.
Okay. Yum. So I order a replica of the exact dash clock from the DeLorean and Back to the Future.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
And
Rube,
it said it was the last one, and I know better because I know that e-commerce has tricks to say. Three people in the cart as well have this in their cart, so they're trying to force you to buy it, so I buy it.
Right.
It was not, like, it was expensive.
It was not uncheap.
I'll tell you how expensive it was. Roughly a little less than $500. I'm like, all right, well, then I should receive it within a week if it's the last one and it's sitting there.
Right.
And it's correct to period. I thought it'd be great for the set.
You think it's going to appreciate in value as a collectible?
No. Right. I'm by it because I wanted to treat myself when I was bored.
Okay. And you know what? I can understand it because if it's a movie you love.
What's that?
If it's a movie you love, you like seeing things that represent that movie.
Yeah, I look cool on the set, right? Some clocks and then be the day, be fun.
I have some things like that. It makes perfect sense.
I wrote this man and I said, or this store, and I said.
Was it Doc Brown?
I said, hey, Doc, where's my clock? And he's like, it should arrive here in 3 weeks, and then you'll get it in about a week after that.
I'll get it right out to you, Oscar. It's coming by the space-time continuum. We're going to send you this fabulous clock. It's one of only three in the world. It'll quintuple in value in less than a week's time. So long. So long. What was the kid's name in the back?
Marty.
So long, Marty.
Martin McFly.
Well, what I thought was funny was one, fine, I'll wait for it. What am I going to do? And then two is something that is Back to the Future. Like in my mind is like, well, if this was actually Back to the Future, you could just like come and then bring it to me earlier. Right. Right. That's my whole logic.
I can see why you bought it though. I mean, you know, if it was Doc Brown selling it, you know, I wouldn't buy anything directly from Marty. You know, those websites are a little shaky.
I understood that joke.
I did too.
And it was fun.
I loved it.
And I bet you Michael J. Fox would laugh at it as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. He would. Mm-hmm. He would. And that was my story.
That's it. Very good. Oh, that was hanging me out to dry. I didn't know it would come at the end of the story, and there I was. Yes, sir. Yes.
Well, you said short.
Might get correspondence from that one.
I said short.
Yeah, Mike, you'll get thank you letters for
there
that.
There you go. Yes. We'll take a break. And you got a good one for us today, a good side
Solid
flip?
As a rock.
Very good. Exciting. We'll have the flip side coming up next on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa.
Here come the letters.
Come on now. Hey, fuel your peak performance with 4 Wellness, the ultimate functional food brand. 4 Wellness was founded by Phil Mickelson and renowned performance coach Dave Phillips. It is a game-changing performance coffee supplement. You put it in your coffee. Coffee talk. You can elevate your brew with just one scoop for enhanced focus. Tastes good, too. Reduce caffeine jitters. Increase collagen. For my age group. How about that? And fat-burning support. Hey. But that's not all. Dive into their recovery gummies packed with anti... Rob loves them. He's addicted to these
cherry
recovery gummies.
Look at this. I love them. Like candy.
And it helps you recover from your workouts.
Right.
packed with antioxidants and electrolytes, perfect for pre-workout or post-golf recovery. Need a sweet treat? Try the Superfood Focus Bites that taste like a chocolate brownie. Four Wellness makes it easy to integrate high-quality functional ingredients into your daily routine. Plus, with a risk-free 60-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? How about that, huh?
Isn't yes, that sir. Something?
Unleash your full potential with 4 Wellness, because your body and mind deserve the best. So if you drink coffee, it's time to give 4 Wellness a try. Head to 4wellness.com/TMOS and use code TMOS for 25% off. That's why we said TMOS before. Again, that's 4wellness.com/TMOS for 25% off, and make sure you use our promo code so they know that we sent you.
What was that?
Just play the thing, for God's sake.
Oh, damn it.
Julia.
The Flip Side. Mike, you've dealt with celebrities throughout your entire career, but one that you always have a very high opinion of is Sammy Hagar.
Yeah, I love Sammy Hagar.
And he was on, you know, there's a couple of those shows out there where they run your DNA and they figure out like where you came from and who your relatives are.
Right.
One of the classier ones is on PBS. It's called Finding Your Roots. And Sammy Hagar was on Finding Your Roots. And what they found out about him, that this was surprising, his real name is not Sammy Hagar. Okay. Hagar is not attached to him.
Sammy, well, this chart shows the total number of men found with the surname Hagar who match your Y DNA signature.
Zero. How can that be?
Sammy, genetically, you are not a Hagar.
Get out of here.
You want to find out what your real biological surname
yes,
is?
Yes.
What I'm about to introduce you to is 100% certain, because you are not a Hagar. Please turn the page.
I'm a Belcher?
You are a Belcher.
Oh, my God.
Your Y DNA matches 27 men with the surname Belcher.
Wow.
You are Sammy Belcher.
What a trip.
So he's Sammy Belcher, and to celebrate it, he's re-recorded one of his new hits. I know. That was a long trip.
That was a worthwhile journey, Rob Spiewak. I enjoyed every second of it. That was great.
If you are on TikTok, no doubt you're following Bodo Wartke.
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah. I'm a big fan.
His name is Matthias Krautli, and he's a German guy. And I don't know if it's true, but when I saw him, I just thought, this guy, he's got to be the world's fastest German rapper.
Der dicke Dachdecker deckt das Dach nicht, mein Dach, nein, das Nachbardach. Davon wurde ich heute früh schon um 8 Uhr wach. Ich hätte nie gedacht, wie viel Krach das macht. Ich frage mich, was ihr mit diesem Krach bezweckt. Der dicke Dachdecker, der das Dach da deckt. Und warum er das Dach nicht etwas sachter deckt. Und ob sich das heute noch über den ganzen Tag erstreckt. Ich sage es konkret, dieser Dachdecker geht mir sowas von fett auf den Wecker mit seinem elektrischen Dachziegelschneidegerät. Von Black und Decker, mit dem arbeitet er leider von früh bis spät. Ich gehe gleich rüber und mecker, bevor das hier wirklich so weitergeht. Und zieh den Stecker. Doch auch am nächsten Tag. Acht Steck, weil acht wieder keckt das Dach gedeckt. Ich werde blitzernah aus der Nacht gedeckt von des dicken Dachdeckers. Krass, kam weg. Doch während ich da so vom Achterdeck beobachte, die er das Dach da deckt.
Oh yeah, he's amazing. He has like a bunch of like tongue twister songs in German.
Ich luge hinüber und bewundere die Dachdeck-Taktik.
But I think the only risk we took is airing German language that I don't understand. Because in the past, that could have meant trouble. So mm-hmm. I don't take any responsibility for what he's saying. One of the words I
do
know
he
says.
Well, it had subtitles, did it not?
No, but that was subtitles in German.
They were German subtitles?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He does say the phrase Black and Decker or Black und Decker.
Ich bin ein Berliner eintingen. Eine Fieden. Wo ist die Toilette? Das ist wunderbar. Das ist gut. Prima. Essen. Das tut.
So we go now, Mike, to Greensboro, North Carolina. They got trouble. Trouble, trouble with a capital T. That rhymes with B, and that stands for bathrooms. In a local high school, they have removed all the mirrors in the bathrooms. Why? And by the way, how can I fix my hair?
These days, bathrooms aren't always used for obvious reasons.
Students were going to the bathroom for long periods of time and making TikTok videos.
And it was happening a lot at Southern Middle School in Graham. The school says on average, students go to the restroom 3 to 4 times a day. That number shot up to 7, 8, 9 times a day. They were using the mirrors to record videos. So the school removed the mirrors this week. And it's already making a difference.
People are concerned.
Not as many visits to the bathroom, not staying as long, and students are held accountable. And then when there's accountability, you see a great difference.
Parents chimed in on social media. Mark said, I have a better idea. No phones allowed at school,
yep.
And you can put the mirrors back up.
I agree.
Melissa replied, phones aren't allowed to be out, but the kids don't follow the rules. If you can't listen, you can't learn. Bobby wrote,
Bobby,
let your kids not have phones. Mine are going to reach me in an emergency. The district is also taking an active approach to teaching students about what it calls digital citizenship.
Yes.
We're trying to educate.
Digital citizenship.
I'm so
Mike.
Glad we, what a shame we had to miss that lecture.
Digital citizenship is something that required us to take the mirrors down in all of the bathrooms.
I remember this. The reason this struck with me is at Madison High School in the late 80s, they took all the doors off the bathroom stalls so you couldn't smoke pot in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know, is it better to remove the doors or the mirrors?
Well, in my high school, Chip Warwick took down a mirror, but it was because he threw another kid's head into it.
Wow, that's 7 years bad luck for both of them.
Yeah, it was very, very, very tough. Yeah.
Meanwhile, Mike, I know you love the Pope. We all do. We look to him. And he's issued a warning. We'll close with this. The Pope has issued a warning that may or may not have been a warning.
In a recent sermon, Pope Francis warned that pornography brings, quote, satisfaction without relationship. That story again. The Pope is bad at warnings. Your warning against pornography shouldn't sound like the tagline for a porn site.
It should not. And then he said, take down all the mirrors.
There you go.
Mike, that's all I got today.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody. We will be back with a brand new episode tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, this is Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.